18.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for the purchase of a new community emergency notification system and related services for an estimated cost of $900,000.
Novick.
Colleagues, the city of Multnomah County provide public safety, health, and infrastructure services to a population of approximately 766,000 residents and 75,000 businesses over a 431 square mile area. The shared responsibility dictates the need for a shared emergency notification system designed to be accessible to city bureaus and county departments for emergency management, emergency communications, fire and rescue, law enforcement, and water utilities. The city's current system, Public Alerts, is supported by a vendor whose contract with the city will expire in August 2015. EBAM, in conjunction with the Portland Water Bureau, BOAC, and Multnomah County Emergency Management, wishes to select a new vendor via competitive RFP process before the current contract expires, thereby continuing to ensure public emergency alerts are disseminated to residents and emergency responders. I'll turn it over to Dave Blitzer for further details.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm David Blitzer. I'm the Operations Manager for the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management. Thank you for your time today. Emergencies often happen without warning. Sometimes the public must take immediate action to remain safe, such as to evacuate, stay inside, or boil water. One of several methods Portland and Multnomah County use to communicate urgent safety messages is the Community Emergency Notification System, or CENS. The common name or the public name for this system is Public Alerts. Since 2009, residents of Portland and Multnomah County have been able to visit the website publicalerts.org to sign up to receive emergency alerts on their landline phones, mobile phone, and at an email address. We've been using the vendor First Call since the system was first launched, and we've reached the end of the contract period with First Call. The ordinance in front of you today will authorize the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management to work in partnership with technology services, procurement services, and users of the system, including police, fire, water, 911, and Multnomah County, to seek a new vendor. The new contract will be approximately $900,000 over 5 years. Multnomah County has agreed to fund 25% of this contract total. The remaining 75% will be funded by us, the city. That's all I have. Thank you again for your time, and I'd be happy to take any questions you have. Questions?
I'm interested in the numbers. It seems to me that the ongoing funding that you have is $100,000 a year, and yet the contract is for $900,000 over 5 years. And Multnomah County is only going to be paying a total of $125,000. Where's the rest of the money coming from?
So this is the over 5 years. Essentially, we are appropriated at $100,000 a year, and Water Bureau and Police Bureau have agreed to make up that difference each year.
And is that already budgeted?
They fund the current system that way, and they have agreed to fund the future system that way as well. You're welcome.
Question for Commissioner Novick. Steve, maybe I'm mixing apples and oranges, but when the last winter storm, my recollection is one of the challenges we had with either this system or another system was that if we sent out a notice, we couldn't limit it just to Portland residents, that it over alerted, and so we had to balance that against the desire. Is that still a challenge with this system, or can we tailor it just to Portland residents?
Let me defer to Mr. Blitzer on the answer to the question.
It's a different system. The wireless emergency alert system provided by the federal government was the system we used during that event, and that did have some leakage into Clark County and other areas of the region. This system can be very specifically tailored to neighborhoods and even smaller areas within Portland.
Great, because I remember that concern that we were going to send out a notice that went to a larger audience than we wanted, and therefore, like a boil water notice or something, and might cause some havoc. So this system allows us to target more efficiently?
Very, very much so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And how might this tie in with a future 311 system?
I think one of the most obvious connections would be we give people the ability to enroll their information, and I think that would be a prompt we could work into the scripts at 311. So when you call about certain issues, particularly emergency preparedness, great, here's some things about emergency preparedness we can tell you to do, but hey, have you also registered for the public alerts program? It's a good way for us to give you information during an emergency.
Would it require a affirmative sign-up, or could we make it the default that you get signed up unless you ask not to be?
I think that's a policy we could certainly explore. We do have landline and data that we upload without that we buy and upload about citizens for citizen information. However, we don't have people's cell phones, so we really want people to agree to that, so we can ask them to enroll their information, or we could talk about a policy that sort of mandates it.
Well, perhaps as you're going forward with the solicitation, I'd appreciate it if you include that discussion of how might your system interact with 311.
Be happy to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Other questions for David? Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then we'll take a roll call, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Dave. Aye.
Hales.
Aye.